Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. The beverage market is privileged to have a collection of leaders who are helping to navigate it during this time of great change. Here with me today is Derek Hill, the new president and CEO of Pepsi Bottling Ventures, also known as PBV. Thank you for joining me today, Derek.
Thank you, Jessica, and it's certainly a pleasure seeing you and meeting you again.
Wonderful. Well, PBV is the nation's largest independent bottler of PepsiCo products with 19 locations in four states and more than 2,600 employees. The editors of Beverage Industry have documented the growth and evolution of PBV over the years, including naming the company as our Bottler of the Year in 2013. Although there are so many great attributes that we can discuss about the company, I would love to bring the conversation back to you, Derek. So with 30 years in the Pepsi system, approximately 22 of which have been with Pepsi Bottling Ventures, you recently assumed the role of CEO for the largest privately held manufacturer, seller, and distributor in the business. What are some of your goals and aspirations for the company going forward?
Thank you again. You know, when I think about us and I think about what we do, it's really the three P's, our people, our products, and our production. We're focused on working with some of the best people to make the best products our customers and consumers want and producing it in an efficient and a sustainable manner. When you think about it, not only do we manufacture and distribute some of the most recognizable consumer brands, you know, whether it's Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, Dr. Pepper. We also have our in-house brand. That's a Nature's Twist lemonade and an orangeade product. That product is made here in North Carolina, and we ship it, you know, across the U.S. to 48 states. And we are continuing to expand this business in many other areas across many other customers. When I think about our production capability, you know, when you think about what's happened with COVID, it's been our supply chain and our people that have really gotten us through this process. We made a significant amount of investments in the years past, and we are seeing those investments pay dividends as we move through this process.
Wonderful. Well, and during your tenure with PBV, including your most recent role as Chief Financial Officer, you played an integral role in various mergers and acquisitions that helped the company expand its territories and sales. Do you anticipate this will continue under your leadership?
Absolutely. We're always looking for new opportunities to grow our business, whether this is with partners in expanding into new brands and new distribution agreements, or this is through acquisitions and mergers of new territories. So, you know, we have a pretty stringent process that we go through, and if it's the right business and it makes sense, you know, we will certainly take a good look at those things and make those moves when we can. Our board, both Suntory and PepsiCo, have been very supportive of our positions and move that we've taken in the past, and we anticipate that will continue into the future.
Great. And you also are ascending to the CEO position in a time where the beverage delivery side has experienced challenges in relationship to driver shortages. How is PBV approaching this variable to its operations?
You know, this has been a tough one. You know, this challenge for us is certainly not unique to us. And we're going about it just like many other folks as we try to get these drivers with the CDLs. For us, what we've done, particularly here in North Carolina, is we have a dedicated team of trainers. And so what we'll do is, if you're in North Carolina and you come to drive for us, we'll pay for and train you to get your CDL. And we've been very successful with that process here in North Carolina. And we're looking to expand that in South Carolina, Maryland, and Delaware as well. Now, I know the governing bodies are looking at other ways for us to try and relieve some pressure on the supply chain as it relates to drivers. And we're keeping a close watch on that situation and we'll assess and see if that is even something else that we can do and improve the process for us.
Definitely. Well, and I also would like to pivot our conversation to your portfolio if we could. So Pepsi Bottling Ventures has a vast portfolio of products that includes not only PepsiCo-owned brands, but also PBB-owned brands, as you noted earlier. How will the company continue to balance the evolving product demands that retailers and ultimately consumers desire?
Well, again, our business, our business is primarily PepsiCo and Keurig Dr. Pepper. PepsiCo brands account for almost 85% of our total business, with KDP, Keurig Dr. Pepper, the remaining 15%. They do an excellent job of innovating and helping us to understand what our consumers want. You know, these for us are our core brands. I mentioned this earlier, whether it's brand Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, Aquafina's, Gatorade, and Starbucks. So we are constantly partnering with them to get our products into consumers' hands, and that's always going to be our core focus. I mean, for us, it's getting, the right product, right package at the right place at the right time. You know, where we are as an independent bottler, we can come in and fill in these gaps with Nature's Twist as well. That's our in-house brand. This is our sixth year of that brand. Again, it's an orangeade, lemonade product, sugar-free. We make that product here in North Carolina, and we ship it across the U.S. And with COVID and the impact that we've had from that, we've seen a significant increase in that business. As a matter of fact, we are looking forward and we're going to have to make some investments in manufacturing to really increase our capacity so that we can meet some of the future needs of consumers as it relates to these brands, as well as the brands that we carry for both PepsiCo and Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Thank you, Derek, for sharing with us about the future of Pepsi Bottling Ventures.
Thank you again, Jessica. We appreciate it and you taking the time out and trying to understand our business.
Great. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcast.